Okay, today's Daf Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed, 130. As we continue our travels through Baba Basra, and again, today's Shir is sponsored with Zecher Nishmas, Yosef Rafal Ben Isar. Yosef Rafal Ben Isar, whose neshama should have an aliyah. Okay, we are Kuf Chaf Tesem Abeis. We actually got up to the Mishnah on Kuf Lamed, but there's what to talk about on these last few lines, because as the Mishnah got into the sugya of Toch Kedei Dibur, the Mishnah got into it, trying to explain the Shita of Reish Lakish, who distinguished between when you have to use a special Lashon of Matana and Yerusha and when not. So he said it depends if you said everything within Kedei Dibur, within the time it takes for someone to say Shalom Alecha Revi Umori, or after that time. If it's within that time, then we assume everything's going on each other and everything's connected. But if it's after that time, then one has to be more specific with his Lashon. So where does this Toch Kedei Dibur come up? So there is a major machlokas we've shown him, whether this idea of Toch Kedei Dibur, one being able to fix or retract or modify their Lashon, is a Dinta Araisa or a Dinta Rabbanan. Rabbeinu Tam, in a few places quoted in Tosfos, quotes, it is a Dinta Rabbanan. It is a Takana, because you might be in the store and you see your Rebbe walk by, it would be a Bizayin if you're not able to say hello to him. So therefore, Chazal said, you know what? You could change what you said. You could stop what you're doing and then go back to what you're doing in enough time to say it. That's what Tosos quotes on top. Here, Shabbat Natam, Delakach Amar Kedibur Dami, Kedei Sheilas Tam Alarav, Hainu Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Other sources say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Amori. Lafisha Kshadam Osa Schorim Chaveiro, the Yira Rabbo, O Gadol Himeno Bechachma. If you see your Rebbe or somebody very wise, Lo Yitein Lo Shalom. You wouldn't say hello to them. Shem Yitein Lo Shalom, Lo Yuchal Lachzer Bami Mecho. You wouldn't be able to continue your Kenyan. Balakach Tiknu Chachamim, Shekashir Ze Yachol Lachzer. So it's a Takana Durabanan. That is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam.
If the Rebbe wasn't there, but so he would be being closed there anyway, right?
But according to Rabbeinu Tam, though, once Chazal made this Takana, that you have this time, that it applies even if your Rebbe's not there. Meaning you have this amount of time.
What I'm saying is, though, the Chachila, before the Takana, he still had the power to be closed there.
The Chachila, before the Takana, did he have the power to be closed there and he just wouldn't? Or now, and now you're saying the Chazal allowed him.
Forget about the Rebbe coming. The Rebbe's not there at all.
Right. Do you have the power to be chozer without the Takana Drabanan? So he says, "Shem Yitin Lo Shalom Lo Yuchal Lachzer B'Mimecho." Says he wouldn't be able to.
Right. He wouldn't be able to.
Right. Meaning, even Toch Kedei Dibur does not exist on a Daraisa level.
So there's two Takanos. Number one, that he has this time lag. Number two, that he has this Chazar.
Well, the time lag is the fact that he has the time lag allows him to be Chozerbo. Without the time lag, you wouldn't be able to be Chozerbo. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, you have the Chazal created this. The question is, how could you change a Dindar Raisa? That's a big question, which we'll deal with in a second. The Ramban has a little different formulation of the Dindar Rabbanan. The Ramban elsewhere, here too, but also elsewhere says that maybe it's the Rabbanan, as we said yesterday, of Kriyashma. That in order to allow a person to be mafsik during Kriyashma, as the Mishnah describes in Brachas, they made this Takana. The question that is asked, though, is, how could a Din D'Rabbanan affect Dinim D'Araisa? Mi D'Araisa, it's finished, mi D'Rabbanan. You know, you're allowed to, okay, maybe by the monetary cases, one could say Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, but by non-monetary cases, where Toch Kedei Dibur also comes up, what about by davening? By davening, as long as there's Toch Kedei Dibur, I can be Chozer, bro, if I made a mistake. In Mashiva Ruach or St. Talamatar. So how could a Chazal change that? So says the Divrei Yecheskel. It's one of the big discussions of the Achronim on this topic. Divrei Yecheskel says in Simon Chav Zayin, once people know, even though it's Durabanan, but once people know that they could retract, so then the umdana is that in their minds they always have that amount of time, and it can even be effective on a Doraisa level. Says the Divrei Yecheskel, the ki afsvir leil Rabbeinu Tam, the Toch Kedei Dibur eino moel chazar midaraisa, mikol makom acharei shetiknu chachamim diyachol lachzor. Once Chazal made this takana, the kiven deodeya mitchila sheyuchal lachzor. Now that people know, memela eino gomer shuv bedaito mitchila. Then people aren't haven't really made up their mind fully, Gemira's Das, to say whatever they're saying, because they know this. They have this ability, Lamaisa. So the ability, Lamaisa, affects a person's Das, and a person's Das could even be effective on a Daraisa level. So that is the Shita of the Devar Yechezkel, explaining Rabbeinu Tam. The biggest problem for Rabbeinu Tam is the Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim on Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara there says, if someone, we know there's a mitzvah of Kriya, one of the seven relatives, Rachman al-Hassan, if somebody hears about the law, somebody at the Levaya, different Menhagim, when exactly it's done, so one has to tear Kriya. What happens if somebody faints, and then the relative thinks they died, so they tear Kriya, and then they realize that he hadn't died, and he died within Tok De Dibur of the Kriya, but after the Kriya. So the Gemara says that's good enough. As long as it's within Tok De Dibur of the Kriya, you're Yotze Yidei Kriya. So the question is, the Yotze Kriya, this has nothing to do with a Zchus Chazara, ability to retract. So he's telling it's a Dinder Rabbana and a Zchus Chazara, so how does Rabbeinu Tam work here? So again, based on this Gemara, the Rishonim, as we said yesterday, and the Achronim expand on it, developed three different ideas, two main ones and then a third one, in how to view Tok De Dibur. Do you say it's really a Zchus Chazara, which is like what Rabbeinu Tam says? That's why it makes, you say Zchus Chazara on a Daraisa level also. But Zchus Chazara fits in to Rabbeinu Tam, to Rabbanan. Or number two, do I look at it as if my words didn't stop yet? It's Dibur Memushachas. When a person is talking, pauses are part of their speech. It's not that a pause means, oh, you've stopped talking. A few seconds after you talk, you are still considered talking. Dibur memushachas. And therefore, that's why one has the ability to change, modify, whatever the case may be, because I have not finished talking yet. Number three is, well, we suggested that time is looked at in halakhic increments. And therefore, the Tok De Dibur increment is what halacha, how halacha views time. So let's, for example, Kriya, as long as the Kriya and the Shmua is in the same halachic increment, even if the Shmua is first, even if the it doesn't work in the right order, still it is going to be good enough. So that obviously the Gemara Nedarim works best for that last approach. But this is Rabbeinu Tam has to work out exactly what he says for the Gemara in Nedarim. Okay, that is all part one. Part two is the exceptions to the rule. So what do we have, the exceptions to the rule? Our Gemara says, Avodas Kochavim and Kiddushin, right? Avodas Zara and marriage. What's Avodas Zara? That itself is a machlokas. The Rashbam says, if I designate something to be used for Avodas Zara, if a mak says something, last line in the Rashbam, if I'm mak says something for Avodah Zarah, so I can't retract because of Chumra Davodas Kochavim. That's what the Rashbam says. Tosfos says, another Rishon, I'm saying, no, it means if you accept an Avodah Zarah. If I say Eloka, right, I need Makabal Eloka, Eloha, right, I accept another God as something as a God, right, that itself I can't be Chozerbo. So those are two exceptions to the rule. Tosfos points out that in other Gemaras we have four exceptions to the rule, not just two. We have Kiddushin and Gerushin and Avodas Kochavim and Megadef, cursing God, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So Tosfos said in the last two lines of Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Chutz, that really it's Shtayim Shehein Arba. It's two that are really four. Kiddushin includes Gerushin, and Avodas Kochavim can include Megadef, because they're really four. Why? What is the uniqueness of these four? Why are these four different? So Rabbeinu Tam would say, or the Rashbam here says, these are just very stringent contexts. So Chazal did not institute the ability to retract in these contexts, Tok De Dibur, because they're very stringent. Rabbi Shid Mukubet says, and Adarim says, because it would be a chuchav etzlulah, the whole society won't be able to function if you're able to retract. Let marry me, I'm just joking. Rabbi Mukubet says, not. Right? It's that you can't have or Avodah Zarah, or cursing God. How can you take that back? How can you take that back? So therefore, they didn't institute the Din D'Rabbanan in these cases. But according to the other Rishonim, we'll hold that it's a Din D'Araisa, other than Rabbi Natam and the Ramban. Most Rishonim, I mentioned that yesterday, that hold this a Din D'Araisa, the ability to be, of Tok De Dibur. So what do they say? So on a more fundamental level, the Ran in Nedarim, Adaf Pei Zayin, says that these contexts require a higher level of da'as, a higher standard of da'as. And therefore, when a person involves themselves in these contexts, they know that there's no fooling around. On a daraisa level, not on a darabana level. He says, v'nira ba'enai, de'bishar mili lo chamiri kulehai, k'sha'adam osa osam lo b'gemar daita hu osa, ela daita shi'ochal achzer ba'otokate dibor, avalhani, kivin de chamiri kulehai, ein adam osa osam ela bahaskama gemura. And therefore, if you do it, you must be serious. That is the Ran on a daraisa level explaining these exceptions. There is an interesting line in the Shita Mikubetzes, and then we'll move on to the last point to discuss. And that is, Shita says, "How could what's the Havamina to be a Choserbo by Magadef and by Avodah Zarah? Can you be Choserbo by any other Avera? You do it, you're Bechal Shabbos, just joking, I didn't mean it. Right, so what's the difference between these Averos and or swearing falsely? Can you be Choserbo from swearing falsely? What's the Havamina that you can be Choserbo? So says the Shita Mikubetzes says there in Nedarim, Maishna Michil Shabbos v'Shar Averos, and he says Shiny Megadev Hol v'Yeshnan Belev. Megadev is different because it's in the heart. What does that mean? That's what the Shita says in Nedarim. So Rabbi Chanan here explains the Shita. V'Nira Hakavana to Bechol Isurin Imlonis Kavin LeIsur. This is in Siman Taf Lamed. In other Averos, if you don't have Kavana for the Isur, it's called a Shogeg. I didn't have Avera. It was Bechal Shabbos, but I didn't have Kavanah to do it, so I was Beshogeg. Aval HaMaisa Greita HiMaisa Isser. The act is Usser, I just did it Beshogeg. That's what I would usually say. Ava Ella de Below Das Lo Ave Mason. Fine. Aval BeMegadev, but by Megadev, if I'm not thinking about cursing God, then what I did is nothing. There's no Maisa at all. If what I just came out was just Narishkeit, then I didn't have Kavanah for anything that I said, so then it's not an Aveira at all. So if that's true, I don't say in that context, Akima Sfas of Havimaisa, moving my lips is an action. There is no action. The action is just a reflection of what I am thinking. So the Guf Isser, though, is really in my thought. So when do you say that there's a concept that you, of course, you can't be Chozerba from an Aveira by an action? You did the act, you did the act, you can't take back the act. But by Magade, if you might have thought, you can retract, because there is no action. It's just in your thoughts. It's just in your heart. Kamashmal and Argamara, you cannot retract even from that. But let's say Kinyanim. Kinyanim, why can you retract from Kinyanim Tokhtei Dibur? Says Rabbi Chanan, because that's also belief. That's also belief. It's the Gemira's Das is the root of Kinyanim. It's not the act that takes place. If I do an act of Kinyan without Gemira's Das, it doesn't work. So that's a place where it's belave, and you don't have a limut to tell you that it does not work. So that's the pshat of the Shita Mikubetzes there in Nedarim. One final discussion that we need to have, and that is on the exception, and that is we have four exceptions of the Gemara. Avodah Zarah, Megadev, Kiddushin, and Gerushin. The Rambam made another exception famous. The Rambam says, Hektish. There is no Chazara when it comes to Hektish. If I'm Makdish an animal and I want to retract, doesn't work. The Rambam writes this in two places. One of them is in Maisa Karbanos, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Aleph, says the Rambam, Ha'omer v'lada shalzu ola, v'hi shlamim, tvarav kayamim, hi shlamim v'lada ola. If you want to have kavana for one carbon or another carbon, it works, fine. She'ein chazara behektish ve'afilu betoch de divor. You can't be chozerbo when it comes to hektish. Why not? Why not? First of all, what's the source of the Rambam? And number two, why not? So why not? Tosfos and Menachos suggest this, and this is what the Magen Mishnah here quotes, Ami Rasul L'Gavoa K'Misirasul L'Hedyot. We know saying something to Hektish is as if you gave it to Hektish. You don't need a Kenyan when it comes to Hektish. So maybe that's why it's so automatic. So that's a fundamental reason. Or the Magen Mishnah says, Chumr de Hektish. Right? It's Chumr. It's just like the other context. It's more Machmir. It's fine. The question is, the Radvaz says there, this is the Radvaz of Maisa Karbanos, Adayin Tzorach Talmid Min Olan. Where does he get it from? Where does the Rambam get this from? Because there's a lot of lumdis, what the svar for the Rambam is, where does he get it from? So I didn't see a possibility, but one possibility that we mentioned back in Kiddushin is maybe its connection to Kiddushin. We mentioned back on Daf Beis and Daf Zayin and Daf Mem Aleph and Maseches Kiddushin, the connection and the parallels between Hektish and Kiddushin. Daf Beis, the Gemara says, Asura Kuli Alma Kehektish. The Gemara on Daf Vav or Zion, I think it's Daf Vav, I don't remember, Zion, that where somebody tries to marry part of a woman. So the halacha is, he's married to the whole woman. Why? Just like a carbon. If you're makdish part of a carbon, it's nispashi kiddushin bakula. It's all about, there's many parallels in the Masechta between kiddushin and hekdish. And one other one, just to mention, fascinating one that we mentioned at the beginning of the second parak in Maseches Kiddushin, and that is where the Gemara says, mitzvah bo yosemi b'shlucho. It's mitzvah for a person to get married themselves more than to do it through a shliach. So some of the Rishonim, the Ravid and others, quote a second Kiddushin ceremony. That even if somebody gets married with a shliach, later on, when he's with his wife, when he's with his kala, do another Kiddushin. And some Rishonim even say, make a bracha on the second Kiddushin. And all the Rishonim say, what are you talking about? You're already married. Fine, mitzvah bo yosemi b'shlucho. It's better to do it yourself. But if you didn't do it yourself, l'maisa, you're already married. So what's the purpose of doing a second Kiddushin ceremony and even a bracha? So the Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyoni Hashas, there he says, u'davar matmiya, t'kivet the sof sof, chalu ha-kiddushin adei shliach. So he says, ihine, Allah bidaiti, tehila lakel. I thought of an idea. Tam nachon, lakayim and agrishonim. Because the Gemara is tehine, kivan de kiddushin in yonam hektish, like it says on Dav Beis, like it says on Dav Zayin, like there's a Russian in Dharam Davav. He says, because of all that, you find by hektish. Look at the Gemara in Shabbos, Dav Kuf Memches, that if you have a shepherd who takes care of your animals, and you are shepherd, designated one of the sheep of yours for the Karban Pesach, when you get it, the Gemara says, be makdish it again. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Memches. Even though he already did it for you, Chala Hekdish Mitam Zachia, Afal Pikein, Chozrim Habaylim Umakachem Oso, Hekdish Ilui Midrabanan. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, maybe that's the parallel. Just like Vaikachim, Alkein Hachanami Bekidushin, Dinyonim Hekdish, Af Shechalu Kvarai De Shliach, Mikal Makom, Yishmitzah Drabanan, Shiachzru Bailum, Yikachu Ba'atzman. Veshapar Rashoi Lakadi Shenis Gambe Bracha, Kechol Mitzvos Drabanan, Shemavarchim Alav, Vidok Vinachon, Be'ezras Hashem. That's a Rabbi Yosef Engel to remember, right? That the second Kedushin ceremony is also connected to the parallel to Hekdish. So again, there's an important Rambam. Where does he get it from? And why does he say it? What's the Svara? So the Svara is, I'm Rasul Gavar Kaz Rasul Hedyod. It's as if there's some type of Maisa there. That's what the Achronim explain. Where does he get it from? Maybe from Kedushin. Right here, Kedushin is one of the exceptions. And this is another parallel. Okay, Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, which we've referred to a few times already, but now we're going to have it. Ha'omer, this is the Mishnah of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Ha'omer ish ploni yirasheni b'makom sheish baz. If somebody says that such a man should yarshin me, and really he has a daughter that should yarshin him, so he's trying to skip a step of Yerusha. Biti tirasheni b'makom sheish ben. My daughter should yarshin me in a place where there's a son. Lo amar klum. So in these cases, says the Tanakama, that what you said is meaningless because you're trying to uproot Yerusha. Shehislam mashkasa b'Torah. You're a matzah mashkasa b'Torah, and therefore it's no good. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer im Amar al Misha roy liyarsho dvarav kayamin. If you said it about someone who is roy to yarshin, then it works. Meaning, if you have five sons, and well, we'll get to an example, but I'll say the case that's for sure included. If somebody has five sons and they want to give it to one of the sons, that's okay. Because he's roi liyorish. Almisha ain roi lo liyorisho ain drav kayamin. But if he's not roi liyorish, it does not work. The big discussion in the Achronim on Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who we paskin like, is this a real din of Yerusha? Or is it a matana type of Yerusha that's allowed to work? There are many machlokos in the Gemara and more so in the Rishonim about this type of Yerusha. Number one, could you be chozer bo from Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka? Could he change his mind and say the next day and say it doesn't work? So that is a discussion in the Ksos and the Nesivos. The Ksos writes in Simon Reish Pei Aleph Sif Gimel, says the Ksos, Ve'eno yachar lachzor acharkach, ve'lomer shelo yirash. After you designated one son, you can't give it to another son. Kivan shekfar nase yoresh, kefi asach sheri below, since you have already designated him as the yoresh, eno yachol lema'ato b'lashon lo yirash aribui. Kivan dekfar nase yoresh, yoresh Torah zeh sheri below, v'hu yoresh gamur, now, havili maslan mashkasa b'torah. Because you've already designated him as a Yoresh, so now he has the full din of Yerusha, and therefore your changing it would be a Masal HaMashkasa B'Torah. Unless you use another Lashon of Yerusha. Aval, Emribo Lazeh, Umiyet Lazeh, V'chozer Midvarev, Umiyet Lazeh, Ribo Lazeh, B'Lashon Yerusha, Vadai, Kivan Dashini Gavkin Yoresh Yocholach. So the only thing you can't do, says the Ksos, is that you can't take it away from him. Because that's uprooting Yerusha. But if you want to change the Yerusha like you did the first time, you'd be able to do that. Because the second one is also a Yoresh. V'yafilo aso le'echad ben abanim Yoresh bekula. Yochol lachzor lasos l'sheni Yoresh bekula. Kivan hasheni gamkin Yoresh. Aval lomar al oso shekvar riba b'Yerushaso. B'lashon lo yirash eno yachol. T'kivan d'kvar nasa Yoresh havalei maso mashkas b'torah. Says the Ksos you can't be chozer bo. Unless you make it to another Yoresh. And the Nesiva says yes you can. Nesivas there quotes that you can be Ayin Nesivas, right? They said Mahani Chazara Banchala. You're allowed to be Chazara. So again, it might be how serious is this a Yerusha? According to the Ksos, it's a real Yerusha, and you still, after you did it, you still have the principle of Masa Mashkas Matora. Once you did it, the Nesivas might say no. It's a type of Matana that's allowed to work, and therefore one is allowed to be Chazara. Number one. Number two, the Minchas Chinuch says in Tough. That's another one we're gonna have later. A great one. Mechasidah says mitzvah membeis. There's no Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka on Eved Ivri. We mentioned earlier in the Perek, beginning of the Perek, the halacha that a father gives to his son Eved Ivri. But we mentioned then that that's not really Medina Yerusha. It is really the din of Kam Tachtav or Brakara da Avuha. The son takes the place of the father. So says the Menchas Chinuch, because it's not real Yerusha, and it's just a din of Kam Tachtav, I don't think you'd be able to take this Eved Ivri and use the Yerusha of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So again, because he thinks it's a real din of Yerusha, and therefore Eved Ivri doesn't work. If it's some other type of mechanism, maybe it would work. That's another Nafgamina. That's the Menchas Chinuch in Membeis. Dafka Shalosh, Ein B'nei Nachla. So then it does not work. Number two. Number three, are you allowed to do Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka on half your possessions? Or do you have to do it on all of your possessions? So that is a machlokas here between the Rashbam and the Ritva. The Rashbam says right here on the bottom of the Amud, even half, whatever you want. You can give whatever you want. The Ritva here says, no. Ritva says it's got to be all. Got to be all. V'nir and dvarim. The dafka b'machale kol nechasav. Avalo b'miksas. She'im lo kein. Because if you're able to give half, matzinu matana b'miksas. She'ena tzricha kinyin. Kisha'amar blush in Yerusha. L'misha roi liyarsho. Because if you allow it being half, then this is a matana that's being allowed to work without a kinyin, which is not acceptable. We don't find it anywhere. So again, if it's a din of matana, that's why you have the problem. It's a din of Yerusha, so Yerusha never needs a kinyin. So that's again a machlokas between the Rashbam and the Ritva. One other, can it be balkarchach of the nochel? What if the son that you're designating doesn't want it? What if he doesn't want it? You know, he doesn't want to cause jealousy amongst the brothers, he doesn't want it. So again, Rabbi Chanan says that's totally on this issue. If you say it's a din of Yerusha, then tough luck on him. You can't not get your Yerusha unless you dafgar or makan it to somebody else. But if it's din matana, then you have to want it, right? You know, the person can't be a zochen matana without his consent. So therefore, one would have to have a ratzon. So those are all different nafkaminas, how to understand the din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Is it a real din of Yerusha? Or is it... A din more of matan. Okay, let's do a little more, and then remind me to come back to a Rambam. Says the Gemara, Taima da'acher b'makam bas u'bas b'makam ben. The Tanakhama holds, the reason that it must not work is that because you're trying to do somebody who's not supposed to get Yerusha. An Acher with his daughter and a daughter with his son. Haben bein habanim ubas bein habanos dvarav kayamin. But mashba from the Tanakhama, that if it was somebody who's supposed to get, it would work. Eima Seifa is against the Seifa. Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer Mamra Amisharel Yarsha dvarav kayamin. Hainu Tanakhama. So if our diak is correct about the Tanakhama, then there's no machlokas here. Because the Tanakhama, the examples that the Tanakhama gives that doesn't work is a daughter where there's a son and an acher where there's a daughter. So there's no machlokas. And if you want to say Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka really holds a second level of Roy Liyarsha is also okay. Roy Liyarsha doesn't mean literal, somebody is Roy to Yarsha now. But it could mean somebody's roi to Yarshin even afterwards. V'hatanya, no. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, his son said, Lo nechleku Abba v'chachamim, my father, and the chachamim did not argue. Al acher makam bas v'bas makam ben. Shalom klum. If you're saying somebody who is distant, even a second stage, it's me, my father never said that. Amma nechleku al ben ben abanu v'bas ben abanus. No, my father only allowed, and the machlokas was only first stage, when somebody's roi to Yarshin right now. Sha'aba omer yirash, chachamim lo yirash. So we're back to the question. Is there a machlokas in the Mishnah? So two answers. Iba yaseima mitak amar lo nechleku, michal tanakama savar nechleku. That's Rabbi Yochanan Broka's son said he had that version of the machlokas. So it must be he's arguing with somebody. He says, oh, they didn't argue except about this. Maybe other people say they do argue about other cases. So answer number one is that in our Mishnah, in Achinami, Rabbi Yochanan Broka would hold, even by someone who is not Roy Tiyarshin at this moment, but he is Roy Tiyarshin at another moment, it would work. And the Tanakhama does not go that far. Or the other answer, Iba Yisema, Kulej Rabbi Yochanan Broka, he, maybe the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan Broka, V'chisuri Mechsura, and our understanding is missing. So we like to say Chisuri Mechsura doesn't mean it's missing words, but when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote Mishnayos, he wrote it in a concise form, because he was under pressure, Torah Sheval Peh being written down, so you try to write it in the most concise form that people would understand it. So at that time they understood it, but already in the days of the Gemara, it wasn't as clear. So Chisuri Mechsura is a chisar in our understanding. And this is how we should understand the Mishnah. Ha'omer ish ploni rasheni b'makom. So that works a lot of the time. Sometimes Chisur and Mechsar totally change the language of the Mishnah. Okay, so at least sometimes it can work. Ha'chiktani ha'omer ish ploni rasheni b'makom sheish bas. Biti di rasheni b'makom sheish ben lo'amar klum. If somebody tries to give over the Yerusha to somebody who's not roi right now, it's meaningless. Ha'bas ben abanus ha'ben ben abanim imamar yirush konachasav v'ra kayamin. But if it's somebody who's right to Yarsha now, you could give him more. Shrebi Yochanan Amar, Amar Amisha, Roy Liyarsho, Dvarav, Kayamin. Fine. Somebody's right to Yarshin. So then it works. So it's all the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka.
What's the first terrorist was saying that his son is wrong?
The first terrorist saying that his son had one view, but not everybody agreed to that. Yes. I don't know about wrong, but one Misora about the Machlokas. Okay. Period. Should we say the Rambam now? Okay, we could say the Rambam. You know, let's continue a little more. I'll say the Rambam, and then I can't stop. The Rambam, he quotes Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, but the Rambam says the examples of, therefore, ben ben abanim, bas ben abanus, or ach ben ha'achim. That's the addition of the Rambam. Ben ben abanim, bas ben abanus, or ach ben ha'achim. That is the Rambam's addition in Nachlas, Vav Beis. And all the Achronim jump on. Where did the Rambam get this from? Ach ben ha'achim. What's the problem with it? The Gemara just said that a second stage Yoresh does not work. Remember, Rambam never says it by a second stage Yoresh. So Ach ben ha'achim, that goes through the father. Somebody dies, it goes to the father, and then the brothers. No? Isn't that true? So how could the Rambam say Ach ben ha'achim? So says the Ksos. The Ksos in Simon Reish Pei Aleph, maybe it's good enough. It's good enough if the father is not alive anymore. It's good enough even through Mishmush. It's good enough, number one. Number two, answer the Achronim say, hey, maybe this is a raya to what we said all the way at the beginning of the Perek. We spoke about it on Daf Kufches. How do we look at brothers inheriting each other? Is it through the father, or is it that really it's direct? It's brother to brother, but if the father's there, he breaks it. But there were many rites. There's Machlokas Beis Yosef in the Darkei Moshe, a big discussion in Rabbi Kiva Eger, but this was what Achronim suggested. This is one of the rayas. This is one of the rayas. Rabbi Elchanan quotes this as one of the rayas that brother to brother is direct. Because the Rambam quotes Rabbi Elchanan ben Broka by Ach ben Achim. Right? That's the Rambam's chiddush. The third way of explaining either it's good enough for Rabbi Elchanan ben Broka or it's a chiddush in Ach ben Achim is Rabbi Elchanan said maybe it's a chiddush in the concept of mishmush. This we have not mentioned yet, but it's an important sugi in this parak. When we say the concept of mishmush, meaning if somebody dies, so their yoresh gets it. If a son is dead when the father dies, so it goes to the grandson. Does mishmush mean as it goes through the kever? Does it go through the kever, through the person who's dead, or does it go directly to the one that is still alive? That is a discussion. Says Rabbi Elchanan, maybe the chiddush in mishmush, in all mishmush, is that it goes direct. It goes direct. And if that's true, maybe that's the chiddush of the Rambam. No, you don't have to tell me that Ach ben Achim, Ach to Ach is direct. Maybe Ach to Ach when the father's alive first and then the father dies, goes through the father. But in this context of mishmush, the chiddush is one of mishmush, that mishmush is always direct. Rabbi Elchanan says that earlier in the perek. Earlier in the perek, what does he say it? Earlier, here it is. He says it in Oshin Lamed Gimel. That's earlier in the parak on Daf Kuf Tezvav. He says it. B'mishmush Nachlo Yishlach Kor Masheni Hameis Zoche BeKever B'Nechzei Rishon Vashlishi Yorish MeYasheni O Efshar De'Ein Sheni Zoche Klal B'Nechzei Rishon De'Ein Kinyan Lameis Vashlishi Yorish Nechzei Rishon Rebreishu B'Makom Masheni. That's an important sugya, and he says this explains the problem of the Ksos on the Rambam. Tiyochol Lahanchal La'ach Be'Nachin. After Yerushas Ach, we didn't mishmush, because all mishmush is direct, not a special chiddush in the Ach to Ach. Right? So those are three ideas in the Rambam. Why he says Ach to Ach? Either it's just a chiddush in Rabbi Elchanan ben Broka, or it's a chiddush in Ach to Ach, or it's a chiddush in mishmush. Right? Either way, it's an important Rambam to be aware of. Again, the Rambam applies Rabbi Elchanan ben Broka to Ach to Ach. Okay, five lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Elchanan ben Broka. V'chein Amar Rav Halacha Rabbi Elchanan ben Broka. Amar Rav my time is Rabbi Elchanan ben Broka. What's his reason? What's his source that you're allowed to maneuver the Yerusha to one brother amongst all brothers, or one daughter amongst all daughters? Amar Kra V'yahaya B'yom Hanchilo as Banav, on the day that he is manchil to his children. So it seems to put the nachla into the rishus of the father. He is manchil. Doesn't say it's automatic. He is manchil. HaTorah nitna rishus la'av hanchil l'chol mi sheyirtzeh. A father could decide the Yerusha. He can be manchil to whoever he wants. Amar le'abaya hamilo yuchal avacher nafka. Don't you know it already from the pasuk of lo yuchal avacher? That you cannot change, you cannot recognize anybody else as the bechor. But maybe that means you can recognize others as the pashut. Right, you could change Pashut to Pashut, because he agrees, we had this earlier already, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha agrees that you can't get rid of the Bechor. You could change Pashut to Pashut, but you can't get rid of the Bechor. So you already know that. You can't get rid of the Bechor. You could get rid of others. So the Gemara says, no. Hahumi Baila L'Kedetanya. You use that Pashut for the following. Abachanan Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Abachanan says the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Matam Olam Alo Yuchal Avaker. What is that Pashut teaching me? Lefisha Nemar. V'hayi B'yom Anchilo Aspanav. Because it already says on the day that you're manchil to your children. Sheyachol, I might have thought the following. Valu dinu. It's a kal v'chomer. Uma pashut sheyafek kocho shenota barakim emuchzag. If a pashut, a non-firstborn son, has very strong powers over his portion, in that he gets ra'ui, not only muchzak, he doesn't only get what the father has when he dies, but even what the father is supposed to get when he dies, milveh and the like. HaTorah nitna rishus la'av l'hanach l'chol mi sheyirtzeh, if by a pashut, which the pashut has very strong claims on his Yerusha, and yet the father could take it away from him and give it to whoever he wants. Bechor shehor rekocho, she'inu notal barakim emuchzak, a bechor which has a very weak claim on his portion, because you see he does not get ra'ui, lo kal shekein. Surely the father should be able to get rid of it, because the son has less claim on it. Tamalom adlu chalavaker. That's why you need the pasuk special by Bechor, not to be medayik anything, but to teach me by Bechor, you cannot change it and take it away from him. So now the Gemara asks the other way. V'yomer lo yuchal avaker. Should just say that pasuk. Ma tamalomer v'hayi v'yomer chilo asbanav. What do you need that one for? Sheyachol. Because of that tisav amin. Avalo dinu. I would have said the following. Uma b'char shehor rakocho. By a b'char who has a weakened strength. She'eno nota barakim amoksach. He doesn't take roi amra tarlo yuchalavaker. I would have only had that pasuk. And even though he only has weak strength, still the father cannot get rid of it. Pashut sheyafek kochosh nota barakim amoksach. A simple son who has a very strong claim. Lokol shekein. Surely the father should not be able to change it. Tamalomer. That's why Rabbi Yochanan broke. Needs the pasuk. V'haya biyaman chilos banav. Hatar nitzor reshus la'av lahanchil lekol mi sheyirtze. Period. Okay, one other fascinating ha'ara, and this is classic Minchas Chinuch that we need him for, in Mitzvah Tuf Tzadik Zayin, says the Minchas Chinuch, does the din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka allow a king to give the melucha to any son that he wants, and not Dafka the oldest one? Is Malchus is Beirusha, we know. Malchus based David. What if a king wants to give this Malchus to anyone? V'yesh lehis tapek, says the Menchas Chinuch. Now we only have this question because the Menchas Chinuch asked it. Menchas Chinuch didn't have a Menchas Chinuch to look into. V'yesh lehis tapek, im ha-melech yesh lo reshus, limnos melech echad mi banav, katan, lefnei ha-gadol, de'efshar, kemo b'yerusha, kaim elakter Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, just like by Yerusha we paskin like it, oh, so too here. Oh, Efshar, or do we say no? By Yerusha, all the sons are considered Yarshim, and therefore the father could say, okay, but you get all of it. But maybe by Malchus, only the oldest one is called the Yorish. The other one are like nothing. The other one are nothing. So you can't say, it's not that like they're all Yarshim. The other ones are nothing. Avokana, ben akadin, in Yorish, klav makam gadol. Or do you say no? Because he gets the rest of the Yerusha. So he goes back and forth. And then he says, Midavid HaMelech, Olav HaShalom, Sheshlomo Yarsha Meluch, Avabi Shahayu Gbanim Gdolim. Aye, Shlomo wasn't the oldest. That might have been a Alpi HaDibur. Hashem told him to. So you can, I don't know if you can bring any rayas from David HaMelech. And then the Marsham quotes that Rechavam was Mamlech Aviyah Beno, even though there were other sons. So is that a raya? Unclear whether you can bring rayas from Rechavam. Either way, that's the question that the Minchas Chinuch asks, what about Malchus?
So, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Hu worked to subvert Bechor, or not?
Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Hu Maisa does not work for Bechor. Does not work for Bechor, Lamach Skana. Om Rabbi Zrika, Om Rabbi Yami, Om Rabbi Chanina, Om Rabbi Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Hu. Om Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Hu. Om Alei Rabbi Abba, Hora Itzmar. Right, the Rabbi Abba says, no, he Hora Itzmar, what does that mean? We paskin. Like Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Hu. What's the difference? But my kamiflagi, mar saver halacha adifa, umar saver maisa rav. One says that he gave a shir about it, and he said halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Hu. And others say, no. He acted. He did a psak like Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Hu. And which is better to say? That somebody gave a shir and said, this is what you should do, or somebody actually paskin that way? Because Rashbam explains, sometimes one is better, sometimes the other is better. You might say the shear is better because there's clarity. There he's being clear. It's not a specific random case. He's telling you what to do. And other times you might say, no, come on, we can talk about it in a base medrash, but to do it halacha l'maisa. Story there from Rav Soloveitchik that he gave a whole shear lumdus about Havdalah. Havdalah is this, what is it? Machlokes is kviz. And ended up the end of the shear, you should better say Havdalah sitting down. So the Talmud went over to him. He's like, what, how should I make Havdalah? He said, do what your father did. So he says, what do you mean? You just gave a 3-hour shear about what you have. He says, that's in the base matters. That's the lamdis. But different min hagam of Klal Yisrael. Do what your father did. Right? There are Moshe writes in a tshuva. It's just derech agav. We have it at Avdallah. There's a Misora, the Gra, writes in the Bira Gra one way about how to make Avdallah. I think it's sitting down. Right? I think it's sitting down. The Gra writes on Shulchan Aruch and the Bira Gra v'chein Iker. And therefore, all the time, I go like the Gra. Rav Moshe points out, Rav Avadya points out, that there's the Rav Chaim Volozhin quotes that the Gra made Havdalah standing up. So we don't know what the Gra did. So Rav Moshe writes, if anybody follows the Gra, don't change your minhag. You think, oh, you always like the Gra, but we don't know what the Gra did. So don't change your minhag. Because the Gra, there are different misuras about what the Gra did. And don't ask what I do. Because you know why I make Kiddush Havdalah sitting down, says Rav Moshe? Because that's what my father did, not because I changed, because like the Gra. That's what my father did and my grandfather did, and that's what maybe some of my Talmidim do. But in general, Machlokas, Machaber, and the Ramah, whatever you do, there is basis. That's just about Havdalah. But either way, this is a great line. Halacha Adifa or Maisa Rav Adifa. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Ein lemeidim halacha lo mipi limud velo mipi maisa. You can't learn halacha just from a learning and not from an act. Ache yomru lo halacha la maisa. until he tells you, until your Rebbe tells you, halach lamaisa, this is what is supposed to be done. Halach lamaisa. The Rashbam points out, in Tanaitic sources, Mishnayos Brisos, even if it says the halach is like something, we don't always paskin like that. Only if the Gemara says, this is on the sixth or seventh wide line of the Rashbam, the ilav de pasuk be Gemara halacha kamoso lo samchina nafsak de masnisan. Just because the Gemara, the Mishnah says it, because the Mishnah is not telling it halacha lamaisa. Avo b'halachas apsukos b'divrei amorain vaday samchinan. If in Shas, in the Gemara, it says it, for sure you rely on that. Tekivan shepaskum b'kasvim ravashi v'ravina shehem sof hora'a vaday alayu samchi. If Ravina and Ravashi said it halacha lamaisa, you for sure rely on them. Right, you rely on the psak of the Gemara. We'll talk about that more soon or tomorrow. Let's just continue the Gemara first. So the Gemara continues. If you say you don't paskin based on limud or based on maisa until he tells you lamaisa halacha lamaisa shal va'amru lo halacha lamaisa yelech v'yasa maisa. If he comes and asks him and he tells you halacha lamaisa, go do the maisa ubilvad shelo yedame. As long as you're not medame. You're not medame milsa la milsa yourself. You take one case and you compare it to a similar case if it's not exactly the same case. What does that mean? What a great line. Right? What do you mean? The whole Torah is comparing different things. Both Torahs are doing medamina la. So Amar Ravashi, you're right. Hachi kamar. Of course you could take the psak of your Rebbe, and if you are a posek, you could try to compare it to different cases. What does it mean? Vachalo yadame? Uvachalo yadame? Betrefus. Specifically in Hilchas Treifus, you can't be Madame, because there are very small, minute differences between cases. This is kosher, this is treif. So you can't compare in those cases. Ditanya, the Brisa says, Ein Omer Betreifus, Zu Dome Lazu, you can't compare. The Altatame, don't wonder, Shari Chot Chamikan, Vamesa, Chot Chamikan, Vachaisa. Right, you do this and it lives. This is a treifa, this is not a treifa, so you can't bring any rayas. You can't compare from milchus treifas. It's got to be exact the mesorah that you got. There are, we say, you can never paskin from a story, right? Because the Rashbam said Rashbam quotes many times. The Gemara says lav beferish itmar ela mechlola itmar. They didn't hear a shear about this. They got it, and a lot of times the Gemara will say, and they messed up, right? The famous story. I don't know if it's true or not, but there's a story about Rav Moshe, right? He's at a bris, and he picks up the Tropicana, and then he puts it down, and Rav Moshe doesn't drink Tropicana. And he just remembered, that he doesn't drink Tropicana. They're like, Rebbe, what's the matter with Tropicana? He's like, what are you talking about? He says, well, Rebbe picked up the Tropicana, then he put it down. He's like, it was empty. He says, I didn't drink, it was empty, what are they supposed to do? Right? So a lot of times, Maisa, you know, we have to know exactly that's exactly Michlola Itmar. It wasn't Mefirish Itmar. But there are many, throughout history, many authoritative, not just Gedolim biographies in our day and age, but there are many books written about Hanhagas of Gedolim. You don't have to go past the Lashon of our Gemara, Maisa Rav. The Gra's biography, not biography, but Hanhagas of the Gra, written by his Talmidim, was Maisa Rav. We have Hanhagas of the Trumas HaDeshen, Yisrael Litzelin, written in Leket Yosher. We have of the whole Sefer Maharil, was written by, which is the basis for so many Ashkenazi customs, is all based from the Talmidim about what he used to do and Minhagim of the Maharil. So there are many examples of this. So it's definitely something that we have, even though we don't always paskin. We don't always paskin based on it. Okay, there's a lot to talk about. Whether the Rashbam here says that we cannot argue on the Amoraim. They cannot argue on the Amoraim. Once the Amoraim say what they say, Ravina Baravashi Sofara, which is the Lashon of the Gemara in Bamitsia, maybe we'll do a little more Gemara, and then tomorrow we'll start off with 10 minutes on that concept about arguing or not arguing on the Gemara. Where does this come up? Where does it quote in Shulchan Aruch? Where does it come up? So let's just finish a few more lines of Gemara. Amalei Ravasi the Rabbi Yochanan. Ki Amar Lanmar Halacha Hachi Nevin Maisa. Right, Rav Yassi Yisrael Yochanan. If you tell us the halacha, should we act based on that? Amar lo tevidu ad amina halacha lemaisa. No, not until I tell you halacha lemaisa. Amar lo Rav Alarav Papa Rav Huna Bered of Yeshua ki asi paska dedina di lakamaychu. If you ever get a psak din of mine in front of you, if you ever have something signed by me, the chazisu be pircha, and you see that you have a problem with it, lo tikra uhu. Don't rip it up. Ad isisu lakamay. Bring it in front of me. So you can ask me about it, because you might not understand why I wrote it. It is the taima amina lechu. If I have a reason, I'll explain it to you. Ve'ilo, and if I find out that I'm wrong, hadrana bi, I'll be chozer bo. This is only, says the Ran, by a tub of our Mishnah. Where a clear-cut mistake where you can be chozer bo. Otherwise, a dayan can't be chozer bo. even if he made a slight wrong in mistake in Shekel Adas. Liachar Misa, continues Rava, if it's after I died, lo mikra tikra uhu, don't rip it out, o mikra nami lo tikra mine, but don't paskin based on it. It's in limbo. Why? Lo mikra tikra enu, don't rip it up, the abi hasam, dilma havi amin lochutaima. Because if I was alive, maybe I could explain it to you. So you can't rip it up, but mikra nami lo tikra mine, but also don't paskin based on it, because you can't just paskin if you don't think it's true, de ein ladayan ela ma she'en of roos. Because a dayan can only paskin based on what is in front of his eyes, right? And that's it, right? That principle we'll talk more about tomorrow also, but that comes up in many contexts, especially in Hilchos Nida. Get Shilohs many times where a woman says, yeah, but it didn't look like this yesterday. I say, you can only go, but whatever is in front of you, you know, that's what one has to do, one has to paskin. So, okay, so B'ezras Hashem, we'll start tomorrow with the discussion of arguing on the Gemara, the stage of the Chasimas HaTalmud, and then we'll talk a little bit about Ein L'dayin Ela Mashiach of Roos, and then we'll get into Ein Adam Makna Davar Shlo B'Olam. Comes up again tomorrow. That's one of the big sugyas where it comes up. Okay, today's shiur was sponsored L'Zecher Nishmas Yosef Rafal Ben Isar, who's the shiur Amar L'Zecher Nishmas. So these 2 weeks, again, everybody feel free. Want to join the sponsorship? Feel free to join us.